Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tour staffordva.com. Patrick Ahern in this morning from our Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Before we go any further, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's been a great year.
You and I have had just some memorable shows and laughs and just a lot of things. We have. I look forward to this every month.
And we got to get back on track with our podcast this year.
Hopefully, 2025.
I'm definitely going to get that going.
There were a lot of people who still come up to me and say, "We like that. We heard a lot of different people."
Yeah.
And that's what I said. I said the whole point was Patrick's friends.
Yep.
To do a podcast. So, but as we get going, it's obvious. It's pretty obvious why we haven't been able to, just because
it's been busy.
You only get 25. I can't. I have tried to get 25 hours out of you a day, and then that would get me a podcast. But it doesn't work.
Well, you know, the big thing for 2024 was transitioning into a nonprofit with the theater operation. So that still is a lot of work, because there's a lot that goes behind that, and a lot of meeting and greeting and reaching out. We've just hired a development director as of a week ago.
Well, that'll help, I would think, for you that can kind of report to you what's going on.
Exactly.
And you don't have to be the one initiating everything.
Yeah, but ultimately, you know, I have to go out there with him at some point to nurture and grow different things. But it's been a crazy year, and I directed both The Wizard of Oz, and they're playing our song, and the Christmas show. So
and you're in the Christmas
half
show.
Of the shows in the year, and I'm in the Christmas show. Yeah.
So that's a lot. That to be in a show is such a commitment.
Yeah.
For the length of the show, because it's an almost every night kind of thing.
Yeah, and I'm on stage for three different numbers, but I have to be there the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, and of course I go in usually at 10 in the morning, so if you figure the show finishes up at 10 at night, then I'm there for quite a few hours.
Yeah, at least 12 hours.
Yeah.
Probably even more.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So but you know, I enjoy performing. So many of the patrons will say, "When are you going to sing again?" And of course, this year I did Love Letters with Sally Struthers too.
Yeah.
So it's been something else. But it's all good, because we're probably going to have, if not our best season ever, one of the top three. Because oh my God, it's just we've had Wizard of Oz, Jersey Boys, Beautiful, and now the Christmas show. Four shows that the sales have been just over the top.
Yeah.
And then Murder on the Orient Express and Love Letters drew very well. And the only show that wasn't boffo business, but it did held its own, was They're Playing Our Song. So it's been a big year.
Oh, it you would never know all the things that we'll talk about, especially with the nonprofit. If you don't pay attention to that kind of thing, and you're a theater goer, you would never know any of this stuff going on. Nothing has been affected as far. In fact, the product itself just continues to get better and better and better.
Well, that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's what I love about Riverside right now, which I think in its early years, we're really operating as a business.
Hmm.
You know, people think it's all show, but it's really called show business, and that's one thing I take seriously, because you know, a lot of times you get into situations with theater companies that it's all fun and games and, you know, gathering together and putting on a show and whatever, but it's much greater than that.
Yeah.
And one thing I have enjoyed and really valued over these 14 years is really learning how to be a true businessman as well. And I think there's a few people that used to be at Riverside that thought, well, he doesn't know anything about business. He just gets up there and sings, and
that's what he does.
Directs shows, and so there's no way he can. But, you know, I always say to people, Ted, as an actor for 40-plus years, people don't realize that again, I go back to it's show business. You have to be your business manager, your own business manager. You have to know how to plan your finances properly to shape and mold a career, because, you know, there are some things you don't want to have to do everything that's offered to you, and you want to stretch the things that are really good when you're doing a Broadway show or a national tour. Those are great financially, but how to shape and mold a career, how to be able to always be creatively developing yourself and at the same time making a living. And, well, that's business. So I really enjoyed applying a lot of that to Riverside, and it seems to be working right now.
Oh, it's not only worked in the good times. You really, I think, honed a lot of skills during COVID.
Yeah.
In business. And if anything, I think you kind of enjoyed, not that anybody enjoyed it, but just the challenge of there were so many theater companies that aren't here anymore or are not what they were. And Riverside is just is back to sprinting in a marathon mode.
I stressed during that period of time the importance of staying relevant. And when I say that, I mean staying relevant for our audience. You know, some theater companies tried to do the streaming and let's do Zoom plays and let's... That was not our audience. And I said, let's take advantage of the space that we have, because a lot of theaters didn't have that advantage. But we being, you know, a theater that serves food, you've got tables, you could space people out, you could space actors out on the big stage that we have. And I said, so that's a friend to us. Let's use that friend and do what we can. And I can't tell you that you know, we shut down for certain periods of time, but we also took advantage of the opportunities that we could do to put things up on the stage. And, you know, looking back at it, this is Christmas 2024. I remember Christmas 2020.
Yeah.
When we almost had to shut that show down. We had been in rehearsals for about 2 weeks of a small show just to have something that people who did want to venture out could come to Riverside. We weren't packed, but
I sat on the floor.
Yeah.
I never sit on the floor. I sat on the floor.
That show was instrumental in our success. And I remember at the time there were the majority of the board at the time said, we can't afford to do this. We got to shut this down. And I said, we can't. Let me see if I can raise some money just to keep it going, if that's the problem. And we did.
Yeah.
And if we hadn't done that show that year, we wouldn't have been able to apply for that SVOG grant, because the timing and of your closing and shutting down and reopening, and that SVOG grant was pivotal in our success during that period of time. So yes, that will stick with me for a long time, because I don't know everything there is to know, and I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes, but that's what makes me who I am. But that one I will take as one of the things that I did. I stuck to my guns, and
which was great.
And, you know, here we are with 2024 probably going to be our most successful season, both from a gross revenue standpoint and both from the visibility and the people that have recognized us as becoming nonprofit. Not only is it good financially, but it opens the doors to people going, we didn't know you were here. Oh my God, this is amazing. The number of people that have come to me within the last 6 months that are just blown away. We had a family there to see the Christmas show. And they were knocked out. They said, we can't believe this is right in our own backyard. This is just as good as anything that we go see.
Yes.
And you know, I say thank you for saying that, because I believe that that's what it is. Yep. So,
And more to come.
Yeah.
So lots to talk about this morning. Patrick Ahern in this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, RiversideDT.com, the Christmas Spectacular going on through the 29th. And, much more to talk about. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFE.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick A. Earning this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. It is the Christmas Spectacular through December 29th, and then Heartbreak Hotel. Boy, what a year! When you just talked about some of the shows this year, it has been some kind of year. I remember when you released that schedule. At the time, I had said to you, "Boy, that's a good schedule."
Yeah,
and it has turned out to be popular, and the. Coming up, I think this next year is going to be terrific.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a heck of a lineup. The pre-sale for Heartbreak Hotel, I think when I checked yesterday, we've gone over 2,000 tickets sold already, and we don't open for, it's just a little under a month. So, it's really in the planning. One of the things that seems to work very well for us in January and February is one of the jukebox musicals that they refer to, which is a musical that highlights somebody's musical career, some of the great musicians like Carole King we just did, the Jersey Boys we did, and they were both packed.
Yep.
So this year...
And have you done Elvis before? I don't know that... No. Elvis has been in. He was part of Million Dollar Quartet.
Exactly.
Small part.
Yeah, no. Well, nobody's really... written anything or maybe been allowed to write anything. So this Heartbreak Hotel, oddly enough, has not played Broadway. And they may still have their designs on it, but what I think happened was it was done here, it was workshopped, and then it went to London, and it was under the title of the show was called Elvis and Musical Revolution. And then somehow it morphed into Heartbreak Hotel. It premiered at the Ogunquit Playhouse in Maine, gosh, I want to say 6 years ago. And I think that it took off in the regions. Regional theater picked up on it and has been doing it. And it's got over 40 songs that are all... identifiable with Elvis, which is great, and the story is pretty darn good. It deals with you see Elvis as a boy, and then you see him grow up through his teen years into his rise to stardom and who he became in Las Vegas. And we've done an interesting thing with the show because we had this young man from Louisa. County come into audition, and he was so terrific. Matter of fact, I had placed him when I saw him, and then he came into the room to audition, at least in his 20s, if not 25 more. And when I looked down at his resume, it said 15 years old, and I was shocked. And his name is Luke Purcell, and he's quite a talent. And we made the decision to... it's only supposed to have a 9-year-old playing Elvis when he's little and then the other guy. But we said, why can't we have the teenage Elvis?
Yeah.
And so we've got, Elvis is going to grow in three phases.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah. And on top of it all, as if it's just uncanny how things happen. But the resemblance between the three boys is unbelievable. Matter of fact, I looked in the room last night. Our main guy, our star, Elliot Litherland is his name, just came in from Los Angeles because he was working on a new Broadway show. I saw him talking to the teenage Elvis, this kid Luke, and it was just unbelievable to see the resemblance. So it's going to be really great to have that as part of the show. But anyway, those shows that are like a concert with the story built into it, with all these great tunes that people can hum along to, or, you know, seems to work very well for us, going back to when we did the Buddy Holly story.
And that was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that's right. That was in January.
Yeah. So with that kicking us off, and then we've got a showpiece that kicks us off in March, and it coordinates so beautifully with the Lenten season and Easter, we're doing Jesus Christ Superstar. Never been done. And never been done in Stafford County, Spotsy, Fredericksburg, and never been done at Riverside. So, I mean, the tours have been, there have been some anniversary tours and stuff, but never been done. And I don't think many of the regional theaters have ever done it in D.C. or Richmond.
And so, I haven't heard, and I haven't seen it done in years.
No.
I remember a lot of the songs from back in the 70s when it was, it really took off, but I haven't even heard about it lately. And I looked at that and I thought, oh, that's good.
It's going to be something else. And we've got just a terrific cast. I'm actually bringing back a gentleman who was in our production of Les Mis 10 years ago. He played the role of Enjolras, and he's gone on to be quite the rock singer. He toured with the Broadway show, what is it called now? Rock of Ages. And he's with this national band called the Reagan Years, which is music of the 80s and the 90s. And he tours the country with that. But he came to mind. I reached out to him. He says, oh my God, I've done Superstar before. I've played Judas before and I love the show. So we've worked it out. So he's after 10 years, he's coming back to play the role of Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar. And the rest of the cast that we've assembled is dynamite. The music is great. I'm doing using a concept with the show that's, I don't think, ever been done. And I think it's going to knock people out. So there you go. And that's already got a great advance sale going.
Yeah.
And then right after Superstar, we've got an amazing classic that was just revived on Broadway and has, I think it might be still on the road. I'm not sure. But To Kill a Mockingbird. And what a great story. What a classic Harper Lee's, you know, amazing story. So we're going to have a gentleman named Tug Coker, who grew up in Fredericksburg and has gone on to do great things, Broadway and film and television, will be coming in to play Atticus Finch. So that's a great thing. And it just goes on, you know. That's what you have to do. You have to keep attracting your audience and not only keeping your current audience happy, but always trying to bring in new people.
Well, and that's when you just talked about, I hear it too. You keep running into people who, I didn't know you were here. I've been here my whole life. And that's where those of us who do know about Riverside have sort of an opportunity, an obligation to talk to others. Yeah. I just told you that, like, we're coming this week and we're taking my sister-in-law as a Christmas present.
Yeah, yeah.
Take neighbors, take people, take people, and have a night out at the theater, and you know that they're going to be just blown away.
Yeah,
there's no way they're not.
You know, it's amazing to me. I will go to events. I was just at a Community Foundation event where even some of the people there had never been to Riverside. And I was like, what? And how do I say this diplomatically? I know sometimes theater can be status. And it's funny with the shows like Hamilton and even the show that I was in on Broadway, Les Mis. It almost becomes greater than, is the show really good? Or does it mean that we're a somebody if we've been in to see it?
You know? Right.
And I think there's still people, especially in Fredericksburg, I have to say, who, when I hear from people, they say to their friends, have you been to Riverside? And they quickly say, oh, no, we don't go there. We go to the Kennedy Center.
Right. No.
Well, the Kennedy Center is a building just like Riverside Center is.
It is.
And what I pride myself on is doing a quality show. I don't have a Broadway or a national tour or maybe even a Kennedy Center budget. But boy, what we put on is going to be darn good because that's where I came from. I came from the Broadway world where I actually got to live, experience, and do what that's all about. And I bring all of that to the Riverside stage.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about varying off course to the Kennedy Center, especially if you live in Fredericksburg, and give us a try. Maybe you didn't have fond memories of something that may have happened at Riverside 20 years ago.
Not even close to what
it was. But you know what? Things change. And you know, companies change and shows change. And the buzz is really good on us at Riverside. So do yourself a favor. You don't even have to come for the meal. You can just come and see the show.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be pretty amazed at what you get to experience it at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts.
And whether you're wherever you're going, you're not dealing with traffic. You're dealing with it. It's affordable to go to Riverside, and you're not going to believe the talent that you have assembled on those stages.
I mean, I always, you know, over the course of the runs of every show, at least a handful of people from out of town will stop me or will say to somebody else if I'm not there, "Oh my God, this is unbelievable. We wish we had something like this in our own backyard." And so I know we're attracting people far and wide. Matter of fact, that couple that came to see they're playing our song from Miami has been in. They come now, they bring friends, they have a private plane, they fly into. I mean, so it's not just this area, but we're getting a lot of fans from far and wide. And
I met this year this couple that they come over. I think they were from Luray or Afton Mountain, somewhere over there. They never miss a show.
Yeah,
they come, and I mean, they're making a long drive or somewhere in Western Virginia.
Yeah,
that they came.
And now that we're nonprofit, some of the people who have donated are donors from Richmond, Alexandria, Fairfax, Southern Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, our first year as a nonprofit, Ted, we have raised a considerable amount of money through grants and through individual donations. Yeah. And it's just been, I'm so glad it's where it's at right now, because this is what I've been really pushing for quite some time. And, you know, I always say to people, it's not my theater. I'm an employee.
Yeah.
I'm a vessel. I'm so, you know, it's not that I'm trying to push my agenda for myself. I push the agenda for the community because I think it deserves it. For the people we employ.
Yeah.
And to be proud of something that we have for this region and these surrounding areas.
I was just going to say, if anybody were to ask me, your motivation is, I mean, you're having so much fun.
Yeah,
you're having so much fun in bringing such high level talent to this area.
And I think, you know, are there days when it's frustrating? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there days when I get angry? Yeah. But the bottom line is, I can truly have a conversation with myself and say that I love my job. You know, I that is something that a lot of people probably don't always get to say. And I think that that's why we're successful, because I think over the past 8 years, we've acquired a team that love their jobs, that love doing what we're doing.
Yep.
And if you love what you do, it spills out. People can tell that. And I think that a lot of that has to do with Riverside success.
Patrick Ahern here this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riversidedt.com. There's still time to see the Christmas Spectacular and get tickets for Heartbreak Hotel, and I guess even get season tickets.
Yeah, you can still get. Oh, and what great Christmas gifts. And this is our biggest year sales for season tickets as well.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you're looking for a Christmas gift for somebody, take them to the Christmas Spectacular through December 29th. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern in this morning, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, the Christmas Spectacular through December 29th. How difficult is it? Because I'm sure you've experienced this before when you were doing shows, to be, you know, tied to a show in a, when you're away from your family. during the holidays.
Oh yeah. Well, that happens.
It's like radio. You get into radio and you know you're going to work.
Yeah.
Holidays.
Yeah. I was pretty lucky through my career. I got to spend the holidays, even if it was for the day. I got to do that. As a matter of fact, not to get maudlin or anything, but I was doing the Broadway show Chicago back in 2000, and we were in the city of Chicago, and it was Christmas, and I had a show Christmas night. We were off Christmas Eve, and of course, at the time, my mom and dad lived in this area, and so for some reason, it was very important for me to be home at Christmas. So, and it was bad weather in Chicago. I flew in to Reagan on Christmas Eve. I had a rental car.
Yeah.
I drove down here to my mom and dad's and flew back on Christmas Day. And that ended up being my last Christmas with my mother. My mom passed the following May. And
so obviously
had
really
no
glad.
Idea. Yeah. So I was pretty lucky. There was one Christmas I was touring with the King and I, with Rudolph Nureyev was the King. It was a big Broadway tour. And we were in Miami for Christmas.
How's that feel?
Oh, I hated it. It was so depressing. And I was so, oh, I can't believe I can't make this work. Because we had show on Christmas Eve and a show on Christmas Day. And so, yeah. But I tell, you know, a lot of the kids that we work with at Riverside, I call them kids, they're young adults. You know, you're not always going to get all these things. Like, we deal with people at Riverside that work for us, and they say, but I have a conflict here, I have a conflict there, and I got to be off for this and that. And I say, you know, this isn't the real world. When you get into this, and if this becomes your career, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
So get used to it. So, yeah, it can be tough, but hopefully with whatever show you're working on or whoever you're traveling with, you've got your own little tour family, and you all end up doing something. But there's nothing like being with your real family at the holiday time. So, yeah, it's not always easy.
We were just talking just a second ago, and all of a sudden I thought, we haven't talked about this in a few years, about how it can be tough. So remember that when you go and enjoy when you go and enjoy a show during the holidays, there are some sacrifices,
absolutely.
A lot of those people.
Absolutely,
Take it up.
Yep.
We talk about just various parts of the of Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. The staff that you have is that, and a lot of locals who are regulars could do this in a lot bigger places, and have chose to do it at Riverside.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the staff at Riverside. Our box office staff is terrific. Nancy Huffine, who is our box office manager, and Kristen and Tammy and
they're always
Joni. I mean, they just are. There's a synergy there.
And they keep their cool when a lot of people sometimes are asking things that are just not possible, or they're making things up, and you know, and they're able to diffuse situations.
Yep. And their knowledge and their joy of promoting Riverside. I have to say that, you know, yes, we can pick the best shows, and they can be great on stage and all of that, but ultimately it's those people that are the ambassadors for Riverside. Whether they're on the phone with a patron or they're talking to them as they come in through the front door to pick up their tickets or whatever, I can't say enough about them, because they drive our sales at Riverside, and it almost gets to be like a contest, because, you know, how are we doing today, and who's got the biggest sales, and it's really good, and Nancy does such a great job with them. So you've got the box office, and then I've got you know, just an amazing marketing director in Allison Mayberry. I mean, just fantastic. And Alexis, who works with her on group sales, fantastic. And our accountant, Amber Harley, who is probably the best thing that's ever happened to Riverside Center in the fact that she's so knowledgeable from the financial standpoint and budgets and keeping us in order and working with me on all of that stuff. You know, she is tremendous and works very hard for us. And our operations manager, Reggie, is terrific. And that's just more front of the house stuff. And then you've got our scene shop group, and we've got our production manager, Aaron Moore, who has moved from Florida to be here and loves it and does such a great job, and Chris Huddart, who lives in Richmond and is our technical director, and Master Carpenter, and Riley, and Tori, and Cody, who stage manager, and then we've got Aaron Welch in the costume shop with Bethany, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just tremendous. We have an HR person who used to be on the board. HR is so pivotal and so important. Yeah. And Mike Mondak, who helps us out with that, has been terrific with his expertise. That's what he's done all his life. He's retired now, but he helps us out. And that's great. And our nonprofit board is wonderful. And the LLC board that's still in place running pretty much the business as a landlord. Great group of people. I mean, I could go on
there's
and on
so much,
and on.
There's
I,
so
I
much hope. More. We always talk about the show and what you see when the lights come up at 7:30.
Yeah.
But like you say, there is a whole army of people.
Yeah. Carson Eubank, my associate artistic director and our music supervisor, Stephanie Wood Harrington, our resident choreographer, David Landrum, the assistant music director.
So good.
So many of these key positions that are there. Sherry Hayden, who has come on board, is an incredible performer, but she's taken on the role of being our house manager. She's doing a great job. Josh and Holly Myers, who have been pivotal, Holly being my company manager, has done such a great job. You know, I'm just thinking off the top. I have no list in front of me, Ted.
I hope I'm not missing
anybody, but I have to really, these people all deserve the shout out because they are tremendous at what they do. They make us who we are. You know, I know that I'm the face of Riverside, but I don't do it all.
And in the course of a year, Patrick, a lot of times you'll mention these people sometimes on air, but often to me, I don't know. I know a lot of these just through you've mentioned them enough over the years, and I know how important they are to you, and how important they are to keep everything going.
They are Riverside.
Yeah,
you know, I know people call me Mr. Riverside, but they are Riverside. I am proud of the team I have assembled, and. But without them, I'm nothing. You know, you can be a visionary, but you've got to have all the people behind, you know, the wind behind the sails that make it fly. And we are so fortunate.
Well, and you mentioned the ticket people because those are the first people generally anybody coming to the when you come there are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you need to go? Who are you here to see?
Yeah.
They are the friendliest people.
Yeah.
I don't know their names, but they all know me.
Yeah.
And they're always, I guess you're here to see Patrick, you know, and just the friendliest people.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
It's so
anything,
important.
Because you walk up and if somebody doesn't treat you quite right, you can just feel like, am I bothered to them or should I not be here? And you never feel that.
Yeah. But that goes to the leadership of that area. I have to say Nancy again. I mean, I think she instills that in her crew, and again, they love what they do.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot to mention Andrea Kahane, who you know, but she's leading our community outreach area of the theater, and she works on the children's theater being back and the camp that will be coming up.
Yeah.
And so she's sort
so
of
perfect
our,
for that.
Oh, she is. And so she's our future for education at Riverside and developing the school for the arts that we're talking about over the next period of time. So, you know, it's truly blessed.
Yeah.
You know, I am. And when all those wheels are in motion and they're working correctly, then I can sleep better at night. I, you know, and it, you don't have to have your hand in everything, you know. It's been truly great. And I certainly hope I haven't forgotten anybody. My mind is racing here going, gosh, did you, but I think I've pretty much covered.
If you got forgotten, it wasn't because,
no,
it's just because
no.
I just tossed it out and you have no note on any of that. And one of the great surprises has been the last few years when Carson has gone. I mean, Carson is a show among. I mean, I watch him as much as on the when yeah. he's leading, but when he's on stage,
yeah,
boy, he's got talent there too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you know, he's
and Stephanie and the dancing. There are so many pieces there that that make Riverside.
Yeah, and the guest directors that we bring in too. I should recognize Jacques Linderlong, who's directing Heartbreak yeah. Hotel right now, who directed Beautiful, and then you've got somebody that's been with us for years, Patty DeBeck, who did Jersey Boys, and Penny Ann Moss, who's yeah. coming in to do Next to Normal, who's been with us for so long. Some of these people that love to come to Riverside and work with us and do great stuff. I can't direct everything, you know. So it's nice to know that the team that is assembled is strong, because I think they feel proud of the product and what we put out there in the community.
Yeah. Yeah. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. The Christmas Spectacular right now at Riverside till the 29th, and then Heartbreak Hotel January 8th through March 2nd. We will wrap it up. I think we'll wrap it up by talking at least about one, and there may be others that come to mind, but we'll talk about one listener we have of this, of when you come
Absolutely.
In. I think he listens every day anyway,
yep.
but I know he particularly likes when you're there. So.
Okay.
Jerry, we're going to talk about you in a second. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 EE.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Kay earlier this morning at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Before we were mentioning just all the behind the scenes people, the kitchen people,
yeah,
have been terrific.
Yeah,
they get my salmon right every time.
we have a new chef, Stefan Bouchard, who has just started with us. God, she's probably been here 6 weeks now, doing a terrific job in there with his staff. His sous chef, Cynthia Civiletti, came back. She was with us and went away, and she's back. She does a great job, and all the other people that work with them back there, there's for those people that want to have a meal when they come to Riverside as well. They're very well taken care of by the kitchen staff as well. So it's the whole team.
Yep. Yeah, makes it all work.
Yeah,
you and I have a great time each month getting together and talking about this or that. But we have. We know of at least one person who is a very faithful listener. And I know he's a faithful listener to this show, but also a faithful listener of when you are here, and that is good old Jerry Ullman downtown.
Jerry Ullman, yeah, yeah, he's
a huge supporter.
Of both this
program,
yeah.
and Riverside. In
Riverside, yeah. What a great man, and gosh, the jewelry store has been, that's
oh,
been like in the community for many, many years.
Yeah.
How great that, you know, it's nice, you know, as communities grow and Riverside grows, to have those people that are pillars of the community.
Yes.
Have a business such as Jerry does. That's what makes us all feel good about our hometown or our community that we live in. That's what the joy of Riverside, having everybody be proud of, you know. And Jerry's such a nice man, a great man. I know he's a huge fan of Sally Struthers, and when she comes into town. I last saw Jerry when he and his family came to see Love Letters, and I hope you're listening, Jerry. Happy holiday season to you and your family, and thanks for all the support that you bring to both Ted's show and to the Riverside Center, and for what you do for the community.
Yeah, I was going to say when you talk about the importance of shopping local, and whether that's at Allman's Jewelers, and it's a hometown family organization, Riverside. So many people are tied to this community.
Yeah.
Through then, and it's important that we have these kind of jewels.
Yeah,
well, and
there you go. Yeah, it is, because it makes us there's no matter how big or important our businesses are, Riverside, or it's part of that warm and fuzzy that brings you back to your roots.
Yeah.
And you know, I grew up in a small town city like Fredericksburg. I mean, Fredericksburg is bigger, but you know, I go back to my younger years and remember those stores, those local shops that were in the jewelry store, the men's store. That makes a community who it is. And so I appreciate Jerry for all he does for the area and for being there for the citizens and having that great store there.
So Jerry, we appreciate you.
Yes.
And we think of you often during these shows. A lot of times during the breaks, we'll say, we know Jerry's listening.
We know he's listening. And here comes another Happy New Year to you and your family too, Jerry.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this show and you walk by Allman's today, stop on by and just say hi to Jerry.
There you go.
If you're still looking for a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a Christmas gift also, make sure you keep the Christmas Spectacular or maybe get season tickets.
Yeah, the season tickets. Or you can even buy gift certificates at Riverside, you know, an open-ended gift certificate that they can use for anything that they so desire. Yeah, a lot of the gift certificates have been going big time at Riverside. And this is our biggest year for sales for season tickets. So, yep, we are the gift that keeps on giving.
Looking forward to another great year. A lot of good shows on the stage at Riverside. And a lot of good shows in here. You bring some fascinating people in.
Yep.
And our podcast will reemerge in 2025. We'll
absolutely reemerge. And then before you know it, I'm going to say this right now. This is how quickly a year goes by. We will say this a year from now when I'm here talking to you about White Christmas that we're doing next year.
Yeah.
It'll be something else. We'll say, gee, it seems like we were just here talking about the Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah. And by next year, we'll know what the next season. I'm sure you know a lot of the parts of 2026.
Yeah. And I have to say, just on behalf of Riverside and, of course, myself, what a supporter you are, Ted, and what you do for us at Riverside. You know, we've known each other, gosh, let's see, 14, 15 years
almost,
now. And your support as a friend, both to me personally and to the Riverside Center, is immense. And it's so appreciated. And so many people will say, boy, that Ted Schubel, he just really, he's there for Riverside. And
I love Riverside.
Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate
Thank you.
I appreciate our friendship is more than, way more than Riverside.
We said
we're like brothers.
And I look forward to coming in. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people in my position that'd be like, I'm not getting up.
It's 8 o'clock. Yeah,
I have no problem with it. I love every minute of it.
No, I just to be able to do a podcast with you, to do this show with you every month.
Yeah,
it is an honor, and so looking forward to and just another great year for Riverside. If you haven't tried out Riverside, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't get me on that whole, why are you buying Hamilton tickets kinds of thing? You always have to reel me back on that one.
Yeah, and go to the Kennedy Center. I don't care, but come to see us too.
Check it out.
Yeah.
RiversideDT.com, the Christmas Spectacular, Heartbreak Hotel. Patrick Ahern, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.